Okay, lesson 13, Genesis chapter 22 and 23 is where we are tonight. All right, what was in 21 and 22? What were we talking about Sunday? Yep. 20? 21 is the birth of Isaac. Okay, 22 and 23. On your papers, let's start through them first here. Question number one. God told Abraham to take what? Your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love. Look how it progresses. Take your son, okay, your only son, Isaac, whom you love. Goes through it here, gets down more specific. And do what? Go to the land of Moriah, okay, which is a distance off from where they are, and offer him there is what? A burnt offering. Okay? Now, digest that just a minute. React. What was your react? No. Yeah. All right. What's Abraham done a few chapters back when the Lord appeared to him and told him something's going to happen? But, yeah, I'll talk to you. Let's negotiate. 50 people? 45? 40? Remember that? About the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah? Why? Who was there? Lot, which was his nephew. Who's this? His son. His only son, whom you love. Okay? Go offer him as a burnt offering. What's number two? What'd he do? Rose early in the morning. Go do it. Larry pointed this out, I think, the other day. Jimmy had mentioned this the other night about how he reacted. No delay, no put things off. Rose early in the morning. Go do what he said. He saddled his donkey. He got two of his young men to go with him. He took Isaac with him and the wood for the burnt offering, and they traveled for 3 days. They looked, the place was still afar off after 3 days. Had a ways to go. Now, what's going through Abraham's mind all this time? Yep, get there in a minute, Jimmy. You're exactly right. Exactly right. What's going through Isaac's mind all this time? Where's the animal of the sacrifice? We'll get there in a minute too, right? The point is, it's a long time to think about it. It's not just run out there and build a, here the altar's already built, go get a cat. I mean, no, it's a 3 days journey out there. Get time for this thing to digest through their minds. So, they're going to worship, at least as far as Isaac's concerned. Like how he can make known now. He leaves the servants with the donkey. He tells them, the lad and I will go farther, we'll go yonder, and we'll worship. And look at this statement right here. What did he say? We will come back to you. We will come back to you. Now, how can he say that? He's going to offer him a sacrifice. Okay, Jimmy. Hebrews chapter 11, would you please? Okay. Back up, read 17 through 19, if you would. Uh-huh. Okay. He went by faith. How about faith more in a minute, too? When he was tried, it was a test. It was a trial. No doubt about that. Because we're going to get the phrase that was used in a minute about that. Okay. So we're going to offer up Isaac, knowing that God was able to raise him from the dead. Now, why would Abraham think he could raise him from the dead? Not through Ishmael. We've already been through that, right? Not through Ishmael would the promise come. We've already been through that little scenario here. But through this one. Now, think about this a minute. Prior to the birth of Isaac, what was Abraham and Sarah's condition? Old. Okay. So, if God could give them a son past the age of childbearing, okay, Abraham knew God had to have a hand in that, right? Faith, build faith. Right? Progress here. Okay. He knew that. He knew the promise was coming through him. He could obey this command. Because why? Did not just as easy to restore life to what they gave it in the first place?
In that situation.
That's why I asked the question a while ago. What did Abraham think about 3 days? I don't know. Which way he approached it, okay?
Logically, it's easy for us to sit there and go, why not? But
your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, had offered him to burn off. And back up this slide up here, he was tried. It wasn't just a given that Abraham's going to go do this thing. Test it there. So, they went on, he went fully expecting, evidently, from what he told the two servants, that we will come back to you. Comments about this. Because I believe the promises he made to him. And he's got something to base it on with the birth to start with. Anybody else? That was his life. Though,
right.
This is his own life. This is the one that promised. Yeah. We'll touch more on this faith thing a little later on here. Okay, look at question number 4. What did Isaac ask? And what was the answer?
Right.
We got fire, we got wood, we got everything we need. Where's the lamb? And Abraham said what? God will provide for himself the offering. Okay? So, same faith comes in here. Again, God's providing. Let me read the verse where he actually says this thing. God will provide what? It's verse 8, I think it is. Okay. God will provide himself. This commentator takes a takeoff on that and says he's speaking prophetically in that referring to, and Isaac referred to it as a type later on, God providing the sacrifice here, the offering here, and he will provide for himself another lamb which will be offered for the sins of the world. God providing a lamb in both cases. Isaac being the type of that sacrifice of Christ there. So, what did he do? Built an altar.